told my speech in Detroit. It was a really hot political speech. I felt I was going out the invitation of the labor union to Detroit on Labor Day to make a Labor Day speech. And I was very pleased that I had not been partisan in the speech and had not been denouncing the Republican speech. And I saw the distinguished Republican governor had to come there to welcome me. I would have felt a little bad. Invite him into my home and then start denouncing Republicans, and I felt a little bad that had him invite me on the platform there, and he started denouncing him. But you can rate that any way you want to, classify it any way you want to. I know that my speech in Cleveland will be about the Democratic Party and the charge for it, the Democratic speech. I know some of my appearances in New England will be at the invitation of Democratic people up there, so forth. I don't consider reviewing political thing. It could hurt you, it could help you. I don't know what effect it has. The president has to do that like he has to do what I'm doing now. And I'll be doing it every day. I don't think you can cut off all announcements and not issue any more information and tell you about what's happening. You'll be seeing from day to day developments in government between now and November, because I happen to be president and you're entitled to know about them. And if I tell you about them, you'll say they're political announcements. If I don't tell you about them, you'll say I'm glad in the press.
President, are you going to Atlantic City tomorrow? And where are you going to be on Election Day?
I don't know.
During
that,
we
haven't planned that far ahead. I am going to Atlantic City tomorrow. I am going to make a speech to the steel workers I did last year. Year before in Miami, and I agreed to some time ago, and I will go up and come right back.
Mr. President, the steelworkers are probably pretty concerned about labor management. Could you characterize the right of the board contract yet for us?
No. I don't think I would. I'll give some thought this evening what I say to the steel workers tomorrow and try to work out something that will be satisfactory to them.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Might your El Paso trip include a visit to Los Angeles?
I don't think so.
Thank you,
sir. Now, you're all not going walking with me. I think you ought to, all of you except you wire service people, ought to come on, or next time I'm just going to keep 5 minutes. We won't walk a couple of rounds. Thank you.